Hi everyone, Artless and welcome to the Brain Yoga Podcast. This is our very first episode. My name is Bab, and this is
the guy.
The guy. So let's first go into who we are and introduce ourselves to our audience. Do you want to go first, or?
I mean, I'll go first. I mean, like I told you before we started recording, I don't even know where to start to explain like who I am.
Well,
okay. That's a long story.
Well, let's go first with your crypto name, I guess you want to say. The Guy Reloaded, like, where did that come from, actually? Because I have no idea how.
Where did that come from? The Guy was the name that I gave myself in one of the first Telegram chats that I was a part of.
Yeah. And
then I got off of Telegram for like 5 or 6 months. I think it was after the China ban in 2021, and the wasn't good, so I wasn't on Telegram as often. And when I came back, I brought back that name, but I added Reloaded at the end of it because it was my second time around coming back with that.
Oh, okay. The Guy Reloaded. Okay.
So that's where that The Guy Reloaded thing comes from.
But you have been in crypto like way beyond 2021, though.
I've been in crypto for a long time. I mean, you know, the thing about it right now is that, like, I don't want to talk about all this stuff that I've been in crypto. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get into a whole conversation about it. And it's okay. We're just going to keep recording all this shit, and it's fine. And you're going to edit out like all this stuff.
I'm going to edit this chunk. Yeah, but you have to stop saying my name.
I know, you're going to edit all that out, but I'm just saying right now, you see, like, I feel like, you know, I don't want to get into that whole story about how I got into crypto and all that shit, because that's just an episode by itself where it's about my biography, and you're just going to interview me, and I'm going to have prepared my whole story.
Oh my God.
We're still recording because people need to understand that I come from a place where we had hyperinflation, and who the fuck am I? I'm a person that comes from fleeing the effects of hyperinflation. Okay. And that's how I got into crypto. Mm-hmm. Right. And if you want to get into all that shit, that's like a whole thing. And you're going to edit all this out, and some of it you're going to leave it in, but I'm just letting you know what's up, because another thing about this whole podcast is that I'm going to have to speak like this, like how I'm speaking right now.
But who says that you're not going to? But who says that you're not going to?
Wait a minute, Vab. Hold on a second, Vab. Let me just tell you this. This, if I don't get to express myself like this,
but am I
will never be able
you?
To be a podcaster. You know what I'm saying?
But just
it's not going to work out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to tell you that I am a refugee of hyperinflationary war. You know what I mean? And I'm a refugee of like neocolonialism. And we're going to have to get into all of that. And that's the whole thing. And I'm very passionate about it and all that stuff. So it's like, I don't want to like discuss that right now. So I don't know how this first episode is going to be. This might be part of the whole thing right now. Everything that we're recording right now. We don't know that. But that's why I just wanted to press record and just start talking and shit, because we got to just do that, right? We're going to figure out how to do this. But we're going to figure it out like this by pressing record, and then later we're going to edit out things and all this kind of stuff, you know? Let's keep going. Let's talk about... Well, you already know who I am, right? So that kind of answers your question.
So that's The Guy Reloaded. No filters, no edits.
Listen to me. You don't even want to know who I am, all right? I'm just a fucking guy on the internet that loves crypto. And I'm deep into crypto, and, like, you know, I love it. And I've known about it for a very long time. And, you know, I love to talk about it, and I want to educate people on it, because I know there's a lot of misinformation about it on the subject. And that's who I am. But, you know.
You have it, folks.
You want to know more, it's another bunch of episodes.
Yeah, it's a season's worth of episodes. That's for sure. I guess I will go, and I will do mine quickly, because you took I think 5 minutes on yours.
All right.
I'm Vab. I've been into crypto since 2016, 15, started off with Bitcoin. starting to invest after I read The Internet of Money by Andreas Antonopoulos. And I was just Bitcoin, pure Bitcoin, and, you know, watched a few episodes of Max Keiser and Stacey Herbert, thanks to the guy. And it was last year that I dived into the altcoin world with, you know, Telegram, and then I bought my first shitcoin in March and, you know, made a crap load of money and then lost a crap load of money. the market took it from me, you know, but yeah. I've learned so much, and it has been a journey. It's going to continue to be a lifelong journey for me. So with that being said, I want to talk a little bit about Brain Yield, because this podcast is titled Brain Yield. And what is Brain Yield? Do you want to give a little intro to Brain Yield, or do you want me to start that?
I mean, you go ahead and talk about Brain Yield a little bit. I'll give like some color commentary like about it as you go along.
Okay, so we started, the guy in Vav, we started a Telegram group last year called Blockbuster.
Right.
And honestly, I think for me, it's been one of the best things about crypto. It's because when you're in this world, you discover and you become part of, or you build a community of some kind. And Blockbuster has been, for me, one of the best things of cryptocurrency, because it sees 69 people. Which, by the way, our peg is 69. I love it. 69 people. Which I don't even know how we got to 69 as the peg, but so be it.
Well, 69 is the magical number, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good number.
So it's 69 people. And in this community, we talk about crypto. We talk about world events. We talk about our losses, our gains, our ups, our downs. But it's this, I feel it's this tight group, and I don't know, from there, we just kept
which
on.
Which is not unique, you know.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's great for us that we have that and for everyone that's in there, but that's not unique. You know, there's thousands of groups that, like that, that have formed like strong bonds and strong community. And, you know, they're all like individual, like little nodes connecting all of us together, you know, around the world in this one thing, in this one pursuit, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. of crypto.
I like how you use nodes, by the way. But okay, so I remember, I think it was around October last year. The guy, by the way, he's just, I don't want to pump up some egos here, but he's just amazing at what he does. When it comes to TA, when it comes to just preaching the word also of Bitcoin and what Bitcoin's about, because he is a BTC maxi, I want to say.
I'm not, don't say that. Don't say that.
You're not a BTC maxi?
You know, I don't like that word. You know, I don't like that word.
Okay, sorry.
You know, that's not a good word to describe.
So what would you call
people who are passionate about Bitcoin?
Okay. You know?
It's actually a derogatory, okay. It's a derogatory term, and it's a propagandized term to call somebody that cares deeply about Bitcoin and the values of Bitcoin and what Bitcoin stands for, to call them a maxi, you know, like almost like an, it rhymes with Nazi, you know what I mean? Like, you
know, like it does, actually. I never thought
and, of it. You know, and it's supposed to have that effect. You know, it's supposed to be a negative connotation. And I don't, you know, I personally don't like it, because that's not true at all. I always say that Bitcoiners are humanitarians.
Yeah.
Deep down, you know, that's really at their core. They care about humanity.
So, anyway, October hits, and the group mentions the idea of, specifically one person, about creating an account on Twitter. And us as a group, you know, like pitching in and, you know, giving out information on altcoins, the guy giving in his TA, etc. And we just talked about it for some time, and then towards the end of the year, it was just a few of us, and the guy launched brain yields. He gives his analysis on different altcoins, on chains, on Bitcoin, on Ether, and also his views on world affairs and how everything is truly tied together. And we started off with one follower and to two followers, and now we're at, want to say, 2,300. Zero marketing, by the way. Just working together and pushing it. So, you know, now that we have discussed who we are, the guy in VAB, let's look into what the podcast is going to be about. Because I'm sure many people are going to ask, you know, what are we talking about?
Okay. What do you think the podcast is going to be about?
You know, I picture this podcast as something that's going to be evolving.
Okay.
Our main topic is going to be cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, DeFi, crypto Twitter, and things that are just happening in different communities.
Okay. And what are we going to do? We're going to just discuss, like, the news about those things, or?
Well, we're going to have a topic, and then we're going to dive into the topic, finding things that relate to it on crypto Twitter.
Okay.
Having some kind of dialogue on it.
I mean, listen. I mean, I think that sounds really good, right? That sounds really good, right? But when I think about, like, what I want a podcast to be about, you know, to be honest with you, like, the podcast has to be about, like, helping poor people, helping a community of people, helping people get out of poverty, okay?
Yeah.
And that's what the podcast has to be about, you know, like how we go about doing that. We're going to do that in many different ways, you know. We're going to teach people about the market. We're going to teach people about Bitcoin. We're going to, you know, there's going to be a lot of teaching going on, right? That's how you help people.
And the teaching is going on through our dialogue and through our podcast.
Ideally, I hope so, you know.
I also agree that, you know, maybe it will also onboard people who were hesitant to even enter the cryptocurrency world, because the media makes it seem as if we're like these drug dealers, these thieves, these hackers. And well, I hope that they find that this platform is a place that they can come and hear us out and not feel intimidated by it. Because I'll be honest, a lot of crypto YouTubes, podcasts, etc., it's the way that they present it. It's very difficult to understand, because crypto has a huge learning curve.
And there's, you know, there's a lot of misinformation and propaganda about crypto. You know, that's the thing. And it's done on purpose, you know, to mislead people as to what this is about, what this is all about. You know, a lot of the newer people that get into crypto, they don't even know that this is very revolutionary. A social revolution aspect to it, and a lot of people are not aware of that, because that's never mentioned in the mainstream media narratives about what this is all about. And hopefully by explaining what I mean by that and delving deeper into these things, the social aspects of it, we can, you know, do what we want the podcast to do, which is help people get out of poverty, which is so important. Again, I can't stress that enough.
I know, it's something, yeah, it's...
I cannot stress enough the importance of helping as many people as possible get out of poverty, okay? This is like civilizational, like, importance level. Shit, right? Like, I don't know what this podcast is about, right? I mean, here you have to edit back into this part right here, right?
Yeah. Right? No, but it's fine. I think also, you know, many
podcasts... Right, like, I don't know what the podcast is going to be about. I have no idea. All I know is that crypto saved my life, saved the life of my family, and I have to spread the word. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I know. Like, what?
We are messiahs, my friend. We are messiahs.
No, but all that. Hold on a second. Hold on. I don't know about all that, but...
I know. I completely
understand. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what this is going to be about. And but it's going to be about helping people escape this thing.
I also think...
That's what this thing does.
I can't speak for you, but I also think for me, you know, I have a large family. and nobody here is a Windsor.
Right. You're not a Windsor, you're not a Habsburg?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
And I want to help out every single cousin, uncle, neighbor, friend. And I know that they've been given this idea of what Bitcoin is and what cryptocurrency is, and it's completely false.
Sure. And
I know that whenever they dive into a YouTube channel or a podcast, they come out saying, I don't understand that. It's just too complex, too complicated.
Right.
And I want them to find a podcast, hopefully it's ours, that they're like, you know what?
Sure.
Hey, you know what? That doesn't make sense. I do understand about peer-to-peer and what it means that the bank took my money. And because, look, Chico, okay, I'll give you one. Chico, for example.
Yeah.
I told a few friends of mine about him, and literally all of them came back saying, look, he's a cute guy.
What are you talking about, Chico?
Chico Crypto. He's okay. Super cute.
He's hey, super cute. I mean, he's super cute.
Wink, wink. But I don't get it. I don't understand.
Right.
Hope that we're able to make it a place that they can tune it and hear us out and say, hey, you know what? I get what they're saying. You know, DeFi. Like, I
can have like dialogue in a voice that regular people can understand. Right.
Yeah.
About this topic. And hopefully that's an objective that we should have, like to always try to have a dialogue about it in a voice and a tone that regular people can understand, you know, that people that need help can understand, because, rich people already understand these things. Okay. You know, like there's a lot of rich people already understand these things. We need poor people to understand about. Okay.
And I think it also works well when it's the two of us, because just for you guys to know, the guy has a lot more experience in this than I, and I'm really still new to this. And a lot of my questions that might seem dumb in the crypto world, to me, they're not. I had to ask him, what is DeFi? What is Aave? How does that work? What is leverage? You know, community sometimes, I'll be honest, when you do ask certain questions, they're like, you're such a noob. How do you not know this? Okay. But yeah, you know what? But what I'm trying to say is that I want them to feel that there is no such thing as a dumb question, because there's a huge learning curve and you're learning out there. But you know what? Vab is also learning and the guy is also learning. And hopefully we can make it a better place for you to understand and eventually come back to us and tell us about things that you have learned that we don't know yet.
About learning, continuing to learn, you know, just going through the journey of the learning experience together, me and you, and hopefully helping other people, you know, do the same thing. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Having some cool people on our show too, some guests, some great guests, to spice things up too.
Spice it up, of course. No doubt about it.
I think that's it for today. You know, we are good to go. I hope that you guys enjoyed our first episode and you stay with us throughout this long journey that we have going.
Yeah, I hope so too. I hope so too.
Music licensing reimagined.